It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
The Laughter at 45 After is supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Jerry Seinfeld obviously doesn't like having too many things.
This is the problem, okay? It's too many things. There's a lot of things. You have things, I have things. Holiday time's going to be a lot more things. I don't like having too many things. I'm a thrower-outer. That's my personality type. I'm a thrower-outer. If I have something, I really don't want it. I wish there was a store where I could buy something, pivot, and just throw it down the chute into an incinerator, walk out, no bags. That's my perfect shopping experience. Now, my wife, of course, is the opposite. This is marriage. This is the beauty. The conflict is the beauty of marriage. My wife is a saver. She's a keeper. She grips, grasps, everything is organized. Every styrofoam peanut is numbered, cataloged, filed. I will throw anything out at any time. Where's the wedding album? I thought you were done with it. And that was wrong. I admit that now. Those are special memories, and they're gone now. But the point is this. All things on earth only exist in different stages of becoming garbage. Okay, your home is a garbage processing center where you buy new things, bring them into your house, and slowly crapify them over time. Okay, this is your life. Oh, you're all excited when you get something, right? You bring it in, you open it on the kitchen table, the place of honor for the new arrival. You read the instructions, fill out the registration card. You may even join the club of other idiots that have this thing. And then some time goes by, and it slowly begins to dawn on you that maybe you're not going to be quite as keen on drying out fruit and storing it in your basement as you thought. So what do? You have to demote it. Objects start the highest level, visible in a living area. From there, it goes down to a closet, cupboard, or drawer. That's why we have those, so we don't have to see all of the huge mistakes we have made. Right. From the closet, it goes to the garage, one of the longest phases in trashification. But the most definite. No object has ever made it out of the garage and back into the house. The word garage seems to be a form of the word garbage. That's what it is. Once you're living in the same room as the garbage cans, well, it won't be much longer now. Really, eBay is the only thing that can save the object at this point. eBay, another great step forward in human culture. Hey, why don't we mail our garbage back and forth to each other? Why talk to your family at night when you could be bidding $8 to $10 on a troll doll from Thailand? Or a personal storage unit. This is the saddest of all. Now, instead of free garbage, you pay rent to visit your garbage. It's like a prison visit when you go there, isn't it? Everything's locked up, everything's rusted and broken. You gotta bust into that lock, you lift up that rolling steel door. Look, I'm trying to get you guys out of here, okay? But there's no place for you in the world. I'm looking, I'm working on it. I will be back to see you again soon. Everything. My point is simple. Everything is thrown out in the end. We are thrown out in the end, my friends. And when I hear about someone that died and wanted certain important personal possessions put in with them when they're buried, I'm all for that. Take your crap with you. Thank you very much.
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld, why don't you come over and organize my closets for me? That would be awesome. 100.3 The Sound.